Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ the Last Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. If you're having a question about the lesson, we do our best and the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you have any comments, we ask you to limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending to his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. And for those of you who don't like asking your questions or giving your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you that follow us on Mondays on Blog Talk Radio, especially Monday night at 7, you know that means the angel messenger speaks today as our brother, Brother Eddie Lee, will be heading us off. And as we await for him to come on, once again, we want to take this time to thank the Lord for all he has been doing and providing an opening over these airways for us to get the word of God to those of you who are listening. Amen. So it's truly indeed a blessing from the Lord to be able to come before you guys today with the word of God. Amen. Truly indeed a blessing. And without his strength, it would not be possible, people, for us to do this. But we, once again, we're grateful to the Lord for such an opportunity. Amen. Such an opportunity. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. And so once again, we're waiting for our brother Eddie Lee to come on and head this off. And amen. And go into the word of God. And glory be to God. We're going to patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom, shalom, Amiska, dear brother, to all the saints around the world and every country and every nation where we are. And heard today about celebration that we're alive. We've been called to live another day. Our primary goal in life is that the kingdom of God in Christ shall be revealed and made manifest in these last days. Now, we acknowledge Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. We acknowledge the self-bearing resurrection victory in the blood atonement and the Holy Ghost and his ascension to the heaven at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us now. And for all these sanctified in Christ around this nation who are now standing strong for the gospel of Christ, even at the loss of their lives and liberty. I thank my God for their faith, their endurance, and their commitment, Lord. Let your grace abound, the angels, Lord, ministering unto them and their families. Amen. Well, good to again, and we thank you. Have a special remembrance of the birth of Christ, and I think that's a great, great, great thing that this nation yet has a remembrance and reminder to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't confuse me, anybody. I don't celebrate the pagan side of Christmas, nor the commercial side. And I am not about trying to stop anybody that wants to celebrate it their own way. But I'm just going to celebrate the birth of our Lord because it's well-pleasing and acceptable to remind people that one of the greatest events that hit the planet Earth when the angels said to the shepherds, fighting them with their sheep, unto you is born this day a Savior, Christ the Lord. So I'm celebrating that. That's a glorious remembrance to tell the world. We're not going to bury so-called Christmas. They put the M.A.S. to it. That's the commercial side. But I want to remind everybody, in every nation that has not known and have heard, do not celebrate in their culture while we celebrate the most one of the most important days and events that took place in the planet Earth. Yeshua, the promised seed of Abraham and David, a deliverer, a savior for all of mankind. So we love you. And read your Bible and rejoice with your family. And have a good time in coming together. All right, brother. This is Handmade Tonight. This is Evangelist Women's Mothers and Wives and Missionaries and Teachers and Helpers and Women we honor in a special way. Hallelujah. The mothers, the wives married to a man. And I don't know where in the Bible where God says two wives are married together. Have you heard of that, brother? You read that?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't, brother.
Two men, two males are considered married, and they are one is the husband, one's the wife. Have you saw that in God's plan or purpose? I just want to get it right.
No, I haven't.
Well, it's something seems to be profoundly wrong in a Christian nation, a Bible-believing nation. But anyway, God loves those people that are confused, those souls who are blind. It could be us. It could be our loved ones. So we understand that the enemy works wherever he can. They got drug dealers, killers, murderers, child molesters, all kind of people that need the grace and redemption of Christ. We were among them. We were sinners lost the same as they were. And God sent Jesus to redeem us, to recover us, and give us the remedy. And the blood was shed. The blood was given. Life was given. The victory was won on the third day. On the third day. On the third day, the devil got some bad news. Some terrible news. So we celebrate his grand seizure shock when he heard that Jesus rose. He went into a grand, mall seizure when he heard that the death couldn't hold him, grave couldn't hold him. Wonderful Jesus.
Amen.
Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. So the handmaidens around the world in special recognition of your service to humanity, whether you're in Christ or out of Christ, whether you have the goodwill to use your tools, your service, your education to bless mankind and minister to their sorrows and needs. We celebrate your commitment. Whether you're a medical field, a doctor, or a teacher of some sort, or just a helper of people to come to know the gospel, or whether you are a person to help them to find the basic solutions, special needs, just finding some fresh water, some food, some clothes, just a normal life, going there into these dangerous nations just to help people. I am celebrate and commend you for your love and your commitment wherever you are, in whatever nation you are. Thank God for your commitment. All right, since you and I are on today, right, brother? Okay.
Amen.
You know, I think about how as a little child, when what we call Christmas came around, and I live in a distant land called the Deep South. And now I'm in a four-way land called Northern Deep South. But anyway, because the same stuff that was in the Deep South, KK South. But also, I found some of those things in the deep northern part of America, in Chicago, many other nations. So I'm glad to be an American. I don't know about you. I'm glad to be an American. I'm glad. With all its deficits and thought I wouldn't want to be any other place than the great American continent. And I celebrate God for letting me be born over here. So I better stop moaning and celebrate the greatest nation in the latter days upon the earth, the most, we call America the most choice land, the most bounty, blessed land, the most Christian-based Bible land in these latter days. This is the New Jerusalem. America was known as the New Earthly Jerusalem in a natural sense, and she outdid the Old Jerusalem because the Old Jerusalem got shattered because they rejected Jesus and the Holy Prophets. All right. Everyone through eating turkey? Nobody eating turkey, okay. Hallelujah. Nobody don't like turkey? I like lamb. I'm a lamb person. Anybody got any lamb chops? No? Wow.
No, I've never eaten lamb, brother. I've never ate any lamb.
Well, it is the most safest and healthiest meat that you're going to get when it's prepared properly. Health-wise.
I like lamb.
Well, I eat it basically. You can pitch it properly. It's good tasting. But I desire for the health reasons. And, of course, the taste is very important to most people. But I grow older, I don't put taste in the front of my food anymore. Even though the taste is important to enjoy the taste of it and the smell and all that. But my primary is what I eat now is for health and life. So used to be I used to eat everything and anything, but I learned a better way. Because I began to read the wisdom of God in the Bible.
Amen.
And the Bible says that God has given unto us all things pertaining to life and given us health. So he says, I want you to live long, hearts, and be in health. He said, but you must cooperate with my law as long as you're in the flesh. Now, prayer and faith, releasing the word, many people have come to the place where they can use faith and the word and maintain their health. That's the better way. But then God gave us some other ways to go along with that.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives a set of laws.
Yeah.
And concerning our health and our well-being in this physical world. But, you know, when God gave those laws to Israel, he didn't take them back because Jesus died and rose again. That law still affects your body and your life. And many people don't understand that he gave us the perfect food to eat for our health. That's a good God. Hey, he gave us nutrition. And so lamb is on my chopping list. Oh, my God. Don't get mad at me because you don't want no lamb. I'm not going to get mad at you because you want your chili. Do I get mad at you because you want your chili or your rabbit? I'm not going to get mad at you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, eat your chili and go eat your squirrels. And when hunger hit America, we might be eating some pigeons. I don't know. Brother Nate, you are... Have you got your gun? You can shoot. Well, you know one thing. Later on, Brother Nate, it may be good that people have, especially in the South, people have weapons like guns and shotguns, and they always been in the South. Then they had those kind of weapons, mostly for hunting, more for hunting. And so, Brother Nate, you're gonna have to get your rifle because you may have to kill a few birds, brother. I know.
Hey, man, we're gonna invite you over too, brother.
Okay. what are you gonna shoot when flying when that hunger hit America? What you gonna depend on when that famine hit America?
Oh man!
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, hopefully I've got the garden and all that going, brother.
The garden is gonna be. Oh, it's gonna be. A blessing, the God. people that got their garden going. And they go over to God, and they walk over to God, and God said, I'll bless the land for your sake, and I'll cause you to have the best fruits and the best vegetables and the most. So your part of land is going to be blessed and sanctified, and God's going to put his hand like he did Israel. And when he went into Canaan land, the fruit was so big, so large, so when they saw the fruits and the grapes that was in the land, they were appalled. So I'm sorry to spoil people's Christmas, but reality, don't wait what day it is, it will come, no matter what day it is. Reality will come. Reality will come. So,
amen.
So if you are prepared, and it's the wisdom and the love of God to prepare you for disaster or things to come, and God always warns his people and makes them preparation for things that are come. They don't know, people don't always hear, but they don't hear the warning or the wake-up call that this is coming. Prepare. So,
amen.
So it's not spoiling people to tell them the things are going to happen to prepare. You know that Jacob, God's chosen people of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and his sons had to flee to Africa, had to run down to Africa. They were led to Africa in order to escape famine in their land. Did anybody know about that?
Yes, sir.
Pardon me?
It was taught before, by you.
But other Christians know that. They know that history. Biblical Hebrew secular history, that Jacob and 70 souls, because the famine was in their land.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, why wasn't a famine in Egypt? Well, I'm not going to explain to you, because God has a plan and a purpose, and he works it out. Jacob's home occurred for famine. In order to survive, Jacob and his sons and his children were led to go to Africa, Egypt.
Uh-huh.
There they will find deliverance until the famine was over with. Abraham had to do the same. The other prayer had to run to Africa. Now, in the Bible, this continent we call Africa today was not called Africa in ancient times. It was called the Land of Ham.
Okay.
So, Africa's not such a bad place. They had to run to Africa, Brother Nate. Was led by Jehovah to escape the famine, the starvation. They had to run to Africa.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? If you read in the Old Testament, three times or more, the patriarchs of Abraham had to run to Africa. In the New Testament, what we call Jesus, our Savior, when he was a little baby, a little child, was told by the angel, in order to escape the wicked king Herod, who was going to try to kill all of the children, trying to kill all the young children, baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph had to go down to Africa for safety. Why don't you hear that a lot?
Why don't you know
certain things in the Bible, history things you don't hear. You just don't hear about it. They're just left out.
Yes, sir.
I think that's important. Why did Jesus, to escape, was told by the angel of the Lord to go to Africa until Herod, who was trying to kill the child, until he is dead.
Yeah.
And go to Africa. When Israel wanted to escape a deliverance, the Lord foresaw it and sent Joseph, one of Jacob's sons, to be sold in slavery to go to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Africa, Egypt, he became a prince and a king.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sent there to prepare a deliverance for Jacob.
Yeah. Right.
And his
yeah.
children, because a famine was coming. So God sent him Joseph, one of his favorite sons, and Joseph married Egyptian prince.
Amen.
Wait a minute, Lord. Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
We can't have no interracial marriages, Brother Nate.
Yes, sir.
We can't have no interracial marriages now.
Hmm.
I love history.
Apparently.
I just love to tell the past, the present, and the future. I love it. I always been interested in history of nations and people. So here, Joseph, Israelite, a Hebrew Israelite, about 15 years old, he was sold into Africa, sold into Egypt, was raised up and became a prince, a ruler, next to the Pharaoh.
Yeah.
And he interracial. He did something so you're not supposed to do. He married an Egyptian, an African. You're not, wait a minute now.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in America in the South all my life, and they said a white people or whatever you call it, Cajun, can't marry a black or African. That's just against the law. They made a law in America.
Huh.
A
Amen.
Crime.
Huh.
Amen.
Yet the Lord God of Jehovah broke that law, and Joseph went to Egypt and married a brown or black African princess. Oh. I spoiled somebody's Christmas. I'm sorry. Forgive. Then the Lord God sent Moses as a baby to be raised, educated, schooled.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
In Africa, in Egypt. The same.
Yep.
What's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
He went to the University of Africa. Moses raised him in University of Africa, Alexandria. Wait a minute, Lord Jehovah. Are you sure you got things straight going on here?
Uh-huh.
We're not supposed to intermingle.
I'll prepare a place for you.
Uh-huh. So Moses is raised as an African in Egypt with all the education, all the training, even though it was an idolatrous nation. And he learned many things. Not all of them. Not all of them evil.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
And then he married an Ethiopian woman. Now, wait a minute. Oh, Lord Moses, you're out of order. Don't you know that we passed laws in the United States that you can't do that, Moses? You're out of touch. He married an Ethiopian woman.
Amen.
Abraham had an African wife. Why?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to go too far, just in case somebody might want to, you know. I just want to
learn.
I know there's no salvation, but it's, you know, when you open the eyes of people about real truth, you set them free from lies and deceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I want to know, as we celebrate this year, the birth of Christ,
yeah,
that Jesus went down to Africa as a little child. He was sad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's all right. Is it all right with you people out there that the Lord God who created the heavens and all people and loves all people and cares about all people? But I just want to think about the good things in our history, because in America you don't always get the clear picture of your history. It's kind of muddy.
Yeah.
So I want my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren, let them know they had a great heritage. That we all weren't always enslaved and brought over here in America as slaves and try to make us look all ignorant and crazy and come out of the trees and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I want to clear it up. I want to clear this lies and deception up that's taught in America. Taught in the culture. It's evil. Trying to make brown and black people look like they are apes or animals. Telling these stories behind the pulpit. You know they preach this in the South? In the Christian churches? I call them Christian churches now.
Okay.
Because if you wasn't careful, you get hung on Sunday after they come out of the churches. Not all Americans, but I'm telling you what happened in the Deep South. And they yet call themselves Bible-believing Christians.
Sure enough.
Yes.
And when they hung and killed many black people in the South, they had a big burning cross.
Amen.
So you need, today, beloved, we are in that same spiritual condition in America now.
Amen.
That same spirit, that same evil, that same demon is running rampant over America. That same devil curses, authority, pride, and racism, abortion, drugs, lying, sorcery, witchcraft that was in around Egypt and those lands is right here in America today. Beloved, the end time, Jesus said that would be a lack of love. Three types of love: family love, natural love for mother and daughters and women, children, and no love among the nations. People, today you don't see the sense of love for one another because the racist demon, the cultural demon, the class demon has separated people who think they're superior. I won't have nothing to do with you. I don't have nothing to do. That evil is terminated Christian America.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And around the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
But Jesus comes in, the Christ, with his great love and great transformation of people's hearts and minds. And no matter what color or race you are,
amen,
you are the same in his eyes. He created you.
Yeah.
And he created every human being.
Amen.
And God don't make no junk.
Amen.
And God don't create no misfit.
Amen.
Adam called the condition. Adam called the condition to come upon mankind. Now the Lord got to fix it. Jesus got to come and undo it. That's what he came to undo, this mess in our lives. He come to undo it, to give us the remedy.
Amen.
Love to bring a remedy to all this evil that Satan has sown among the nations. He comes to give us the transformation and the deliverance.
Amen.
So something to celebrate. That's why we celebrate.
Amen.
He comes to give us the remedy. We ain't gonna keep quiet. We come to celebrate the remedy for mankind, for redemption, atonement. So we celebrate. Jesus, the only fixer, can fix anything and fix everything. The fixer.
Yes.
We are glad that we know what the solution that the White House don't know.
Amen. Amen. So glad.
The scientists, the psychologists, they're scratching their head, come up with all these things, but they don't have the real solution. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got it. We have it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
We got great engineers and scientists trying to fix the problem of mankind. And they do many things in the natural realm. In the natural realm.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't fix the heart of man.
Amen.
Of man. Change the nature of man.
Yeah.
They can educate you and develop you in this life, but only the Bible and this gospel can educate you to the real life of God in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Only.
Amen.
Through the holy word of God.
Holy
and
word.
The gospel and the power of his spirit. Now,
yeah.
So we got something to be glad about. The Christians are the most great, the born-again Bible Christians. They have in their lives, in their hands, a commission to change the world. Jesus said, take the gospel to all nations. Why? Take the gospel to every place. Okay. So then this Christmas, what we call celebrating Christ's birth, it's not about what they call it. I don't know what they do. They call it. And I don't have no problem with them celebrating in that way. Really, I don't. I know they bring pagan beliefs and pagan things into it, but I really think that the good of reminding Christmas overrides a lot of stuff. And so it's a time of joy and family union and being happy and being told a real story about Jesus. And this part that I like, that we share about what Jesus came in this world for. And the commercial people, they're going to tell you about Jingle Bells and Santa Claus and all that old stuff, and come down here and get in debt. I understand that.
Amen.
And the problem about that is that it's going to take you a whole year to pay them debts off, and you'll be ready for another one.
Not here. No,
wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Because you got to have a white Christmas. You cannot have a black Christmas. Anybody with me today? No, I'm not a racist.
Oh, we hear you. Have a Jesus Christmas.
I said I'm not a racist now.
Amen.
Yes.
I love all my fellow men. God's creation. Especially the redeemed creation. The redeemed creation. Out of darkness and mouth. So my love of Christ is for all people. That's why we have to have the love of Christ to overcome all of this. A new heart.
Amen.
We can't overcome it on our own. They're doing all this stuff in the White House. The Congress is trying to fix this problem between mankind. And it's getting somewhat worse.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Brother Nate and I discussed 3 years ago or more about this oncoming plague.
Uh-huh.
And we were discussing about this coronavirus and the vaccination, which I can't say a lot of stuff because they might want to put us off the air. So I have to be kind of tiptoe what I say.
Uh-huh.
Forgive me, saints. But I have lived in a world and grew up in a world that if we didn't have people that had love, or parents that don't love us, or Christian people that put some kind of love in us, we would just be kind of messed up. But in the midst of all this, I rejoice that I had good parents, good grandparents, and good surrounded, and I had the joy of life, and I'm grateful for that. But
Amen.
Many people did not have even those things that are precious about a family.
Amen.
Having a good family, Christian family, hardworking, loving family, in spite of all the things we endured. Now,
Amen.
I have to speak about the special circumstances of black people in America. I have to speak about the Indians and those who have been looked and certain other people, groups who are looked on. Jesus was not happy with that, and he's still
Amen.
Not happy with that.
Amen.
But when you come to be a part of the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12, the family of God in Christ, born of his spirit, in his nature, born with his love.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus wants to spread the kingdom of God into all the earth. That the whole earth will become the families of the living Christ. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Don't you
yes.
know when a Chinese have a disease, he heard too. You know, Africa, the same disease, he heard too.
Amen.
Amen.
African, whatever race, Israel, they heard too.
Amen.
When they have problem, they cry, wounded.
Mm-hmm.
One blood.
Yeah. Jesus.
Access by one blood, he made all nations.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Let's pray that love be under the Christmas tree, since people love Christmas trees. Maybe that some of them get touched with heaven's love.
Mm.
Or even a family love, a mother's, or somebody's children. I agree for our children. The orphans, the rejected children, have no
yes.
mother
Amen.
Or real father. Those
Amen.
When my heart goes out and sorrow for.
Yes,
Amen. Amen.
And they go to the streets searching for love. They go to
Amen.
The John James to find a unity of a family, John James, belonging to something.
Amen.
When they don't have a father's, mother's love.
Amen. Uh-huh. Amen.
Jesus.
Remember the young children you come in contact with.
Amen.
The people that you deal with that have the greatest problems in life, many of them didn't have a loving father or had no father or a loving, caring mother or grandmother to sow love into them. Those are the people that have
That's
the
right.
greatest problem.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's why Jesus becomes a more than a redeemer. He becomes a heavenly father to us.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, when you can't have a real father, a real mother, grandma, you have to cry on Jesus' shoulder. You know, you have to cry to him. Now, I don't have mother and my father, my grandmother and grandfather, most of them are all gone. So I have to, God gives me one of the greatest access. He gives me, has given me spiritual mothers and spiritual fathers, and he's given me friends. I want to tell you the three things you have: spiritual fathers and spiritual fathers and mothers and friends.
Yeah.
So I thank you all of y'all for being my friend. So I thank all of you for being my friend. I appreciate it. I want you to know that's a great gift.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I can call you the family of Christ, but I can call you something even greater, my friends.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Hallelujah.
Yes, appreciate
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank
all right.
You. I appreciate
you. You women, you all got, I can't let y'all get away, the handmaiden, but you might need to talk to the women in Haiti or Afghanistan or Sudan. I don't know. So let me open the toy and stop. Let me stop my sharing. Everyone, the door is open to you.
Well, I thank the Lord for being on the broadcast tonight, and I thank the Lord for his word, and I thank the Lord for all his people that are scattered abroad over all the face of the earth. And Lord, and I thank the Lord for his word, is him. And his word is selling in heaven. His word would not return to him void. And I want to, you know, share with, you know, everyone about something I have been really studying and meditating on is what Jesus done for us on the cross of Calvary, and then in Romans the 8th chapter, the 2nd verse said, "For the spirit the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death."
Yes.
And so when Jesus died upon the cross for our sins, he brought us from under the spirit of the law of sin and death. We are no more under the law of sin and death, but we are under the blessings of Jesus Christ. We are not under the curses of the law. When Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, what he did, all of his power and authority was transferred to Satan. And Satan and everything that was good, it was reverted back, it reverted to evil. It was like when we had faith turned to hate. I mean, turned to fear. Faith turned to fear. And everything was, you know, was turned like, you know, backwards. And so when Jesus died upon the cross and he shed his precious blood and he rose from the dead, and the Bible said that he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts to men. And then when he said he rose from the dead, he said he rose with all authority and power in heaven and earth were given unto him. Jesus died, the devils and demons, they thought they had won. They thought they had won, that they could really take over. But when God, when his Father breathed into Jesus the spirit of life, when he breathed in him the spirit of life, and then and Jesus defeated death, he had all that authority and power. When we became his children, he transferred that power to us, that authority to us. And he wants us to use it. You know, just like when sickness or disease come up on our bodies and things like that. And we have to tell Satan that we are no longer up under the law of sin and death. We are under the law of the spirit of life within Christ Jesus. We are under the blessing, and we are not under the curse. And so that's how we can defeat Satan with the word. And Jesus gave us a demonstration, you know, in the Matthew, the 4th chapter, when he was led into the wilderness and being tempted of the devil, and how he showed us how we could defeat him. And so we defeat him with the written word. It is written. And the greatest weapon against the enemy, against Satan, is the word of God. Because the spoken word has power. And we have to speak that word. And speak that word in faith. And we stand back and we'll see the glory of God.
Amen.
That's all.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
great word. Great Christmas gift. Wonderful.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Well, I thank and I praise the Lord, and I give glory unto God, and I thank him for you men coming forth on the broadcast to teach the truth, the true word, to teach what that blood represents, you know, a lot of people don't know all that the blood that Jesus shed and what it represents.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Go and ask the Lord. Go before the Lord. Get in the Word and see all that the blood of Jesus represented. Because Lord knows I do not want his dying to be in vain for me. And for all of the women's in Africa, the underground across this nation that are suffering for the gospel's sake, that are being persecuted for the gospel's sake. You know, I want them to know that, you know, we are not suffering, but we are standing in the gap for them with prayer. And I thank God they are, and they are leading the way and showing us the way. You know, because I have faith that, you know, I was talking to the sister, and I was telling the sister, the Lord has said, in my old age, for me to go to Africa, I would creep over there. I really, really would. Because, you know, I wonder about they show you what a large group that they have. But you don't see anybody with those little running nose and IVs in their arm, and you got to feed them, I'm going to say Purina, because they too weak to stand because they are hungry and starving.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Amen.
And I would go. I really would go, you know. And I think and I
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God.
Saying that
Amen.
The
Thank God.
In the States. But, you know, I thank and praise the Lord for those people that are in Africa, that are in Spain and Germany and the underground in China. I thank God for them because we might not see them know it now, but they are opening up and leading the way for us. You know, I understand that we have not been ordained into an authority to be an apostle, a bishop, a pastor, whatever. We understand that. But I'm going to tell you, I also understand that because I repented of my sins and I repent daily, and I put myself before the Lord. He has given me the authority, and he said we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against
principalities,
and he has given us that authority. And I
accept
that authority that he has given me as a daughter, as an heir, joint heir in him. And I thank God for it. And the women that are suffering, men, the people that are going through, I thank God for you. I thank God for the family standing up after they have lost a loved one because of how they represented the gospel
Amen.
Of Jesus. And they are still going forth. And I lift them up, standing again for them then. And thank God
Amen.
For them.
Amen.
Amen. We want to welcome on Sister Helen. God bless you, Sister Helen.
Amen. God bless.
God bless you, sister. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Okay, you have a few minutes there. You want to speak to the nations of the earth, Sister Helen, if you have a message for the women and men of the earth.
Okay, I thank the Lord for the conversation I heard, you know, getting out, just getting home from work. But I do thank the Lord, you know, for the word that have gone forth, that go forth on the broadcast on the days, you know, that I can tune into it. And I truly thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for Brother Nathaniel, how he come on, how he expound on the word. And, you know, it really blessed me the other night. I couldn't get on the broadcast, but I was listening. You know, to him and Sister Anderson, and when you came on, Brother Lee, I was listening to you all and the great testimonies, you know, about the Elijah message, the warning that the Lord is sending through his servant, you know, in this end time, and how it has to go forth and reach the whole world. And, you know, and when you think about and you hear the things that is happening, you know, all over the world in the government system. And you can always reflect back on that word when the Lord said, this is your extra oil. This is what you need that's going to cause you to stand.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you that great hope you know, with everybody, you know, seem like they so troubled and they panicking. But he have given us something extra that have came down from his throne, you know, for us to be able, you know, to stand and to put on that whole armor of Jesus Christ, you know, and I truly thank the Lord, you know, for this word that is going forth into all the nations, you know, of the world. And, you know, we invite each and every one to come and be a part of the Church of Christ with their lives. Because truly the Lord has sent his angel from his course above. And I thank the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Volcanoes are erupting. It's a sign.
to this place around the world that the Lord is about to pour out of his grace and his power. And you're about to see the manifestation of the sons of God arise in the world to face the darkness in this world and do what Jesus did when he was on this earth, that they are going to do the same thing that Jesus did, and they're going to confront every power, and they're going to show you the conquering power of Christ, the Messiah. And every nation where you're facing the powers of darkness in your government or in your culture, Jesus is going to send his redeemed sons of God and daughters and the women who are now going to the nations, going along into dangerous places, handmaids. Some are going alone with a group. Some are going with their husbands, the minister, wherever you are. Those sisters, I say to you, keep going, prevail in Jesus' name. Grace of God abound you to minister grace, even lay down your life. I commend the women in particular, the handmaiden that's going to the nations.
Yes.
In every avenue, the Lord be with you and angels near to direct. I thank them for courageous and boldness and commitment of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever you're working, the works of Christ, the Lord be with you.
Yes, the Lord Jesus.
Down to that cancer demon that's spreading that tumor, that malignant devil called cancer. It's a curse. It's a disease.
Yes.
It comes from the devil and sin and darkness.
Yes.
It is a curse that Jesus came when he said, I come to redeem you from the curse of the law and the curse of Adam.
Amen.
And he proved it when everywhere he went, he healed all that was sick and oppressed the devil. And he said, this generation will have the same mantle called the restored gospel to do the same. His sons and his daughters, not just his sons. But his sons and daughters are going to walk. They're going to walk in the footsteps of their Savior.
Yeah.
And not going to be trying to be ahead of man or be a man. That's going to be a humble handmaiden of God. So we say to the cancerous disease and demon and the cursed disease, as the sister said, we have been redeemed. And we're no longer under the curse, are subject to it, but it will come. It will come. So with one hand and one face, everyone that's having oppression of their mind, some people are having all kind of effects from taking the coronavirus. Some side effects, and they don't know why. Many people are not, it's not being known how many side effects this coronavirus and vaccination is giving people. But we're going to ask the Lord Jesus to counteract all these side effects and seizures and anxiety that the coronavirus is causing many people.
Yes, Lord.
May the Lord intercede.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
May the Lord intercede.
May the Lord. May the Lord intercede.
You be the vaccination, Lord Jesus. You
the
give them a vaccination from the
Holy Ghost.
From the blood of Jesus.
From the blood of Jesus.
You give the vaccination that curses every disease, every fungus, every bacteria, every virus. Virus is subject to every bacteria, fungus is subject to you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
It's subject to you, Lord Jesus. That's why you raised up your body of Christ. Lord, we say to the cancer demon, loose and go.
Loose and go.
Go. So that disease, die.
Let it be.
Faith in the risen Christ.
Yes, Lord.
We are in agreement.
We are in agreement.
Wherever you are, in every nation.
Yes.
Drug demons, go out. We bind you, drug demons.
We bind you, drug demons.
Come out and go.
Come out.
Out and go.
Loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name.
Let them go. Jesus' name.
We command you.
Let go.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
May the Lord be with you and Jesus near you.
Supply
your every need. We love you. We're closing down.
Yes.
This is Jesus. The Church of Christ, Elijah Message. Moderator and man of God comes on every day and week. Listen
Amen.
To him on Talk Block Radio at 7 to 6 p.m. Hear the man of God, Cornelia Hunt, weekly and daily.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And we thank God once again for all you've been listening. And thank God for another blessed broadcast. Once again, for Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate, with Sister T, Sister Anderson. We love you all. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus.
God bless.
God bless.